Angelic Inspirations on the Prime Podcast Network, a program that provides you the opportunity to see through the eyes of renowned psychic Roseanne Schwab, a program that promises insights, revelations, and answers. Now here's Roseanne Schwab and Mike Marin.
Welcome to the debut program of Angelic Inspirations on the Prime Podcast Network. This is a program that's going to be an interest to a lot of folks. Now, when you listen to radio or TV, you'll see psychics or mediums or those sorts of people, and very often they'll be in short segments on these programs, and it's really hard to get a sense as to who these people are. Are they credible? What do they really do? And given that, we thought it would be very interesting to do a program that focuses on somebody with immense ability in a number of areas, a very credible psychic that we can spend time with every week, get to know the person as well as their talents and the things that they're capable of. So with that intro, I'm going to introduce Roseanne Schwab, who will be not only part of the program. This is, in fact, her program. I'm just kind of a guy hanging around to make sure everything runs right. But this is Roseanne's show because she is a psychic of renown. She has the ability to be accurate of up to between 95 and 98%, and she may correct me on that, but that's what I know to be true, and I've had some time to spend with her, and it's truly amazing, and I think you'll find this program valuable. I think you'll find it educational, and I think you'll find it entertaining, too. So with that, Roseanne, entertain for us. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding about that. Roseanne, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? Give people a sense, a brief sense of who you are and where you came from.
Well, basically, I came from a sixth generation of women psychics. And the situation has been many, many generations in that area. But for my lifetime, I started at the age of six, of actually understanding my gifts and abilities and being able to use them and help other people. Starting at the age of six, I also had many near-death experiences, and at the age of six was one of them, of near-death drowning, where I became first contact with talking to the angels and knowing about my gifts and abilities and using them to develop and help other people. But basically, when I use my gifts and abilities, I try to use it in a professional manner because I want to help people understand their gifts and abilities, open doors for people that are on their search and quest, help other people not to be scared of their gifts and abilities, and for people to understand that we're all gifted, and that's how, if we choose to use the gifts and abilities or not, if we choose to use them, to use them with wisdom, responsibility, and understanding. And each one of us has a chance to do this, and a lot of people are scared to develop their gifts and abilities, and they would rather go to someone else to have this information, and that's what I'm here for.
Now, Roseanne, I kind of play the role of the person at home or in their car, wherever they are listening to this, to ask the questions that come to mind, and I'd be remiss if I don't ask you a question based on something you just said a moment ago, and it said you had many near-death experiences. Now, most of us may have one. Maybe on a bad deal you'll have two, but you're saying you have many. How is it that you had many near-death experiences?
Circumstances or situations that I've gotten into, like for the first situation was when I was a child swimming in Iowa in the Cedar Rapids River. The current became too strong, and we had gotten out too far, my sister, myself, and a friend of mine, and we were able to push the younger girl back into the land area, and she took off, but she didn't bring any help back, and my sister and I were out there in the strong current, and we started drowning, and we could see their lives pass in front of us, and it's basically, as a child, you don't see much, but I was able to see light beings and angels. And then there's been different incidents with car accidents. There's been different incidents with when I've had to have major surgery and being lifted out of my body and being shown different things of why I was given these gifts and abilities and what my purpose is here. And I'm hoping to be able to illustrate that and help other people understand their gifts and abilities and not be afraid of them.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about Roseanne Schwab, and I'm sure you will, I think you'll find Roseanne extremely interesting, extremely talented, and this will be a good show to tune in on a weekly basis and try to get a sense of what she's capable of and experience some of those things. But if you'd like to find out more about Roseanne, you can do it very easily on the web at www.angelicinspirations.com. That's her website. Gives a lot of information about her and things she's done and predictions and that sort of thing. So check that website. It's www.angelicinspirations.com. Now, we're also going to have a segment in the program that allows folks to ask Roseanne questions. Obviously, we're not going to give people full readings because there just isn't the time for that. But you'll either have the choice to call in with a question or send us an email. Now, if you have a question and you'd like to leave a voicemail, call 877-216-9253. That's 877-216-9253. You'll get the voicemail. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, give us a little information about yourself, and ask your question. Now keep in mind, if you call with a voicemail, there's a good chance that voicemail will end up on the program. If you'd rather not have that happen, let us know that. We'll still answer the question, we'll have Roseanne address the question, but we won't use it on the air. If you prefer to email, you can certainly do that too by simply going to primepodcast@comcast.net. That's primepodcast@comcast.net. So if you have questions or thoughts or things and you'd like Roseanne to address them, by all means, use those means. And a reminder, you're tuned to Angelic Inspirations on the Prime Podcast Network. And we're talking to Roseanne Schwab. And in fact, Roseanne, you're unique as a psychic. And I use the term psychic only because my limited skills give me only that way to identify you. But you're many things when it comes to being a psychic or having the abilities you do, and maybe you can explain that to us. You do a number of things as opposed to just one thing, which is what we see a lot of psychics do.
Basically, the image and stigma associated with psychics is just someone that is either someone that has visions, tarot card readings, astrology, palm readings, and they'll do like romance or basically the romance or current life situations, and they don't have the expanded version of what I do with my higher educational background. I also am able to do professional consulting, business consulting, career consulting, and various others fields of expertise, as well as into the political fields.
Well, and I think we should point that out, and we haven't as yet. I should have mentioned that on the front of the show, as well as being psychic. Roseanne is also a PhD, an accomplished businesswoman, and given many awards for her abilities and the things she's been involved in. So she has other parts of her life other than the psychic part of it, and that's what intrigued me about Roseanne so much, is that she's a very well-rounded, very normal woman that you would see at any store on the street, but she has this incredible ability. So we get a chance to get to know Roseanne and expose that ability to folks that don't know you and maybe aren't familiar with the whole process. What I was saying before, Roseanne, is that you'll get people who talk to dead people. You'll get people who will predict things for the future. You'll get people who see angels. You'll get people to do any number of things. And it seems, you seem unique in the sense that you're involved in all those things and have capabilities in all those things. Is that true?
That's true. Everyone has these capabilities, and it's some people are stronger in some areas, and then they will basically work with those areas. And I have found that in order for me to be strong, I use all the areas, and I try to expand on them simply because I want to be able to help as many people and touch their lives in a positive manner.
When you say help people, do people sit down and talk to you about their future or past relatives? Do most people listen and then follow through with it? Or is it hard to get people to be absolutely committed and absolutely believing what they're hearing?
A lot of people that come to me have a very opened mind. And in that process, when they do come to me, they are ready to hear the information. And then when I give them the information, whether it's in symbols or whether it's actual visions, pieces of puzzle, a picture type thing, I explain to them what I'm seeing, and then we tape record our sessions as a complimentary session for them so that they have something in remembrance. And then they're able to go back through that and help direct their lives in that path or help guide them in their different areas that they want to go into.
Well, now, Roseanne, your abilities right now are advanced and beyond a lot of folks. Is this something that's developed over time, or is this something that instantly came and you had this ability?
I instantly had the ability, but I also have to exercise it every day to keep it expanded, keep it strong. When I have my clients, I tell them to be very specific in the questions they are asking. Because if you're asking a general question like, where's my career going, you know, compared to, well, I work at such and such, I'm happy with this job, where do you see my career going? That basically gives me a general idea. They're not feeding me information, but they're giving me a general idea that they want to stay with this job, and I'm able to see future events of whether that's going to be a good job for them to stay into, whether it's going to be a lasting job, and the foothold that they'll have in that company.
How tough is it in your position? In any field, there are people that are really good, and there are people that are really bad, and then there are people that are just totally dishonest. We know that in the field of psychics, there's probably a fair chunk of people that aren't really psychic, but do whatever they do to ply their trade or somebody else's trade, actually, but to make money. How does one determine whether somebody is legitimate? I mean, we've talked a lot, and we've had some experiences going back and forth. And frankly, for me, I wouldn't even think of doing the show unless I was completely convinced of someone's ability. And the way you handle yourself and the things that you do illustrate that all the time, and I think folks will get a chance to see that as they listen to this program. But somebody who's somewhere else in the country or the world, for that matter, how do you determine whether somebody's credible or not when you sit down with them?
Well, basically on the website, I designed special information on there about tips of how to choose carefully a psychic. There are, what I sat down and wrote down, 150 different names of the way people classify themselves without using the word psychic. And it's important for people to understand that they can be angel channelers, they can be psychics, they can be intuitive. There's just so many different ways of doing it, but they're all the basic same thing as being psychic. And the important thing for people to understand is that a psychic that is credible is going to be someone that is hardworking, that's established, that wants to help you, that has a set fee, but is also willing to work with your circumstance and help you out depending upon it. We all we're into it, basically. I'm into it for business, but I'm also in there to help other people. And that's why I have a 500-page website, is to share this information. I could take and charge everybody for this information that I have openly displayed on my website. But at the same time, I feel that it's important to share this information, and if people feel that I'm credible and that I'm experienced, they will come to me to be able to help them, guide them, and direct them.
Well, I think folks will find out as they listen to you over the weeks, and I can tell them that with Roseanne, she has almost to a fault, a serious interest in helping folks, and she goes way out of her way to do that, and in doing that, you'll be able to learn a lot here in this program from listening to things that she has to say. And she referenced her website, and I'll give that address again for those folks that didn't get it. And I would recommend that you check it out, because there's a lot of good information there. You'll get a sense about Roseanne, and I think you'll find it very interesting. The web address again is www.angelicinspirations.com. Again, if you have a question you'd like to present to Roseanne, you can do that via voicemail. Just call the toll-free number, 877-216-9253. Or by email, primepodcast@comcast.net. Tell us who you are, where you are, maybe a little bit about yourself and your question. And if you call on the voicemail, don't want your voice on the air, we'll keep it off. We'll still address the question, but let us know if you'd rather not have your voice end up on the program. Rosanna, one of the questions I have, and I've been thinking about this today too, you get this information, it comes to you. First of all, the question I have is, where does it come from?
I feel that I've been blessed by God, and I'm given this information from what I call the higher sources, the creators, the angels, sometimes light beings, spirits that have passed on, our loved ones that have passed on. Sometimes it's insights and actual words that come to me, and sometimes it's actual visions.
So now, you suggested earlier that everybody has these capabilities. So would you say the difference between you and, say, me, who doesn't recognize some of the psychic abilities I may or may not have, is it kind of like the difference of you having a direct broadband connection and knowing how to tap into it, and I don't? Is that kind of what you would say?
That's basically what I would say. It's just
in rough terms, unsophisticated,
yes,
terms, which I specialize,
right,
in.
Right. And it's basically because I specialize in this, and this is my my life of teaching other people how to use it. Everyone has these gifts, and some of them are dormant, some of them are recessed, some of them are constantly coming through the dream areas and dream states, and the people are unaware of them, that they actually are all psychic. And it's just what type of degree they are, and if they use them and exercise them. We use them every day in our lives, whether we're raising a family, whether we're in a professional business situation, whether we're making financial decisions and things like that. Guys call it their gut instinct. Women call it their intuitive abilities. And this is all part of the psychic gifts and abilities. It's how you perceive it and how you choose to see it.
This next segment we're moving to, we would normally take questions and calls from the listening audience, and given that this is the first program, obviously we don't have those as yet. I suspect next program we will. But we brought in a lady to be read by Roseanne Schwab. Her name is Polly, and we'll just kind of listen in to the interaction between these two, because I think you'll find it interesting. Give you a sense how Roseanne works, and just pay close attention to it, because I had Roseanne read me a while back, and there's more to it than just the questions and the answers. There's a feeling you get when this process is going, and you may or may not get that sense when you're listening to it on this podcast, but understand that there's an emotional aspect of this too. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Okay, to start out with my sessions, basically I tell my clients it's not written in stone. You can change things, circumstances, fate, people you come in contact with. Mm-hmm. I usually complimentary tape my sessions for remembrance, because I've had clients in the past call up and say, do you remember when you gave me this reading back at, and some of them have been like 2 years, you know, and I do have a good memory, and I do remember situations, but not quite that good. And so basically, how can I help you today?
Well, as you know, I believe in psychics, and I've had several readings in the past, and so any information that you can share would be of interest to me. Now, I know when you were talking to Mike earlier, you drew some drawings and wrote some numbers down and mentioned that you were supposed to share some information. So do you want to start with that?
Yes, but I also want to let the viewers know that usually when we do a session with my clients, I have them make out specific questions,
okay,
of what they're looking for in information, simply because I'm empathic and I can pick, mm-hmm, up all kinds of information.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you've gone to a grocery store, I can pick up you going to the grocery store and you were good mood when you went in but bad mood when you came out. Things like that. So when people ask me to give a reading, they basically, if they're general, I can give them a reading every day for 2 hours for a year and not be completely finished.
Right.
Basically, when Mike and I were talking previously, I came up with the numbers 5, 6, and 12,
okay,
connected to you. And I need to explain that, because I carry these sheets with me all the time, and it's basically connected to the chakras as well as what I have in numerology. I firmly believe in using these. The number 5 is change taking place now or very soon. The number 6 is guidance, white brotherhood, teachers of truth, six-pointed star symbolizing perfect balance of man, 3 chakras above and 3 below the heart center. In other words, it's basically you're supposed to use guidance in everything that you do. You approach things very carefully, and you weigh it out before you go forward in the situations. 12 is powerful unit of energy, such as 12 disciples, 12 months, 12 planets, cycle of growth and development, also meaning 3 triple trinity. When you go to 3, it means trinity, mind, body, spirit, harmony. It's a spiritual message. So basically, things happen for you in different cycles. You have death and rebirth cycles of every 7 years, but a lot of things happen for you in the number 12.
Hmm. very interesting.
The drawing, the sketch I do for when I have my clients, it's basically I have a pencil and paper in front of me and I write down these numbers that come flashing into my head, or sketches of things. And one of the sketches that I'm seeing that I drew here, I'm usually an artist, but I do stick people and various things. The stick people is a representation of both you and Mike, plus a separate one, which is a representation of you and your husband, Rob. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing, basically, is you're standing on the hills, and you're looking over across the way, and you're seeing actual different things in there. And usually when I say this, I use this as a symbol of trees. You're seeing the whole picture. You're seeing the sky. You're seeing the clouds. You're able to see the different types of trees over across the pathway, which is another hill. You're able to look down below where you see a ravine, maybe some water stream or something like that. That means that you're very open to the situations of what is being presented to you. You look at the whole picture. You just don't focus and have tunnel vision where you just focus on one main aspect of it. You look at everything. And this is the way for you and Mike when you're designing and doing things and working together in the different aspects of whether it's going for political, whether it's working together as a team for a website or on this specific program. Now, with you and your husband, Rob, it's the same thing as when you were discussing earlier, and I had this vision in my mind, and I basically wanted to tell you this, is you were saying about, for instance, a phone situation where you'll come up with some idea and then he'll come up with another part of it, and it connects together. It's like you start it and then he kind of is able to take off from that. And that's what's showing me, is that you two are very compatible in everything you do in those different ways. And this is basically, I've seen you going forward together in this period of time. Your marriage is very strong, very loving, very compatible. And at the same time, you have your ups and downs, but it's more like, not so much ups and downs like an adult roller coaster. It's more like a child's roller coaster where mood swings. There's some mood swings in there. But it's more like you get along really, you're very close to each other. You share information with each other, almost like two lovers that are like children. It's almost like you kind of giggle and you share things. And at the same time, it's there's an adult approach to it, too. It's like you haven't lost that inner child, the loving aspects of the little child. You both nurture that. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes your relationship so unique, and it's been so lasting.
It takes a lot of work, but we just had our 11th anniversary. So, and it's kind of cool because... gosh, we've known each other for over 20 years.
So. When you talk about 11 years, that number, again, is also related to numerology, and it's the power to creatively express yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a dynamic balance between you and your partner, higher expression of two, which is a master number. And it's important for you to understand that you two are both not just soulmates, but you're what I call, there's a difference between soulmates and twin souls, and your twin souls are what I call twin flames. And a lot of people don't understand what that is. Do you understand?
Not completely.
Okay, twin soul or twin flame is someone that's like, since I'm Catholic, I believe in God, and mm-hmm. God made Adam, mm-hmm. and then Adam was both androgynous, which was male and female, and God took the rib from Adam and separated it and took the female part from Adam and made it into female. You and your partner are those twin souls, mm-hmm. twin flames. A soulmate can be someone from your past life that has been a cousin, a brother, a mother, a father, a lover, and a husband. And you were brought together in this lifetime to work on issues and things that you're going through. Sometimes it can be just a very relaxing, but a twin soul, there seems to be, you recognize that person. It's an intense feeling. You know that you belong with that person, that you can do anything and feel very comfortable with that person, and you recognize mm-hmm. that person immediately. A soulmate, you can also recognize the person, but it's more like you're brought together because you worked together in the past, and you're brought together for a purpose in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Rob's very special, so it's good.
I'm also picking up that when I was talking about the roller coaster ride for the children, it's almost like you have a fun time. Even when you do your arguing, you know, you may have heated discussions or what women like to call, we're not arguing, we're just debating or discussing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be heated, but there's a very loving, compatible type response to both of you. You don't go... I'm picking up strongly that you don't go to bed mad at each other. You always try to resolve the situation, or if you aren't able to resolve the situation in that actual meeting or that time period, that you actually try to be nice to each other and be loving and forgiving, and then reopen the discussion at a later date.
Yep, that's an agreement we made. You work it through. My mom and dad live by that. You don't go to bed mad, and... seems to work. So
and that really brings a special meaning to you guys' marriage, because it's like it's blessed by the universe, because you're really trying. And a lot of people don't understand, when you go into a marriage, it is work.
Mm-hmm.
And guys figure, or girls figure, once they get married, it's all over. You know, we captured our partner. But they don't realize it's just as much work in that process. And that's something that you and your husband really work well together.
Yep. Well, we sure tried. Yesterday, I went to the doctor, and I've had, as we talked about a week ago, I've had some medical challenges for quite some time now. I'm just wondering, they drew 4 vials of blood. They're running a series of blood work. In August, I was diagnosed with a mono-like virus. I have not gotten well, and I'm having breathing issues. So yesterday I was told, and they also did chest x-rays. Everything came back clean. So they're running the blood work to determine if I have to go to a rheumatoid specialist or a pulmonary specialist or both. Anything you see there?
I'm seeing, basically, when I'm looking over at your body, I'm seeing you, most of the time you're balanced, but this thing, this situation that you're going through has caused a non-balance. It's also affecting your spine and your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not in alignment and you're not balanced, you're having a little bit more trouble being grounded and centered, which makes you feel more fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing is the blood work is going to show that you're going to be relatively working with both of the situations that you just discussed. But what I'm seeing is that one is going to be a little bit stronger, where you're going to need a little bit more work with that area, but they're both going to lessen off over a period of time. I'm also seeing, when you talked about breathing problems, I'm not seeing currently any such as asthma or anything like that, but what I am seeing is that there's a blockage in there, and what I'm seeing is it's out of alignment in the spinal area.
Okay.
Do you have any... car accidents or anything like that you've been in, which would cause kind of like a knotting up in the chest area. It's do you believe in chiropractors?
I believe in chiropractors. However, I've been in several car accidents, and I've actually had spinal fusion from my L4 to my S1, and because of all of the issues I've had, chiropractors don't like to work on me because of the liability.
Right.
Well, I've also got degenerative disc disease.
Right. Basically, what I'm seeing is that is the spinal issues that I was talking about, but I'm also seeing that there's a pressure on the nerves in that area that are also causing congestion in the lung area that needs to be adjusted.
Okay.
So that will help you breathe a little bit better.
Okay. So my daughter was just asked to be part of the National Honor Society, and we're going through the process of filling out all the paperwork. Do you see her getting accepted?
I'm seeing her being accepted. I'm seeing her at the higher level, where she's able to be in the top category. I'm seeing that she's a very good honor student. She's got very genius type abilities in a lot of respects, but she plays it down because of some of the kids that she's around don't feel real comfortable with that type of thing, and she wants to fit in.
Yeah.
But I'd say that she has a very high IQ.
She's amazing. Yeah. Actually, her teacher just asked her the other day if she was interested, if she ever considered skipping a grade. She's a ninth grader, and she's taking many 10th and 11th grade classes because...
Right, because of her higher IQ. And
yeah.
She has a very strong mind that's very developed. I would say at this point, she could even do college-level work.
Oh, yes, definitely. How about my little guy, Taylor? He's 9, and we've had a few struggles with him in school, and he's really, he just recently had a change in teachers. He's very independent, very strong-willed. He's far too much like his mother. He doesn't like to sit still, and he likes to talk a little too much.
Basically, what I'm seeing for him is that school's going to be a little bit harder for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he doesn't have the intelligence and stuff for it. It's basically that he is at the age where he really enjoys having a good time and communicating with people and getting to know people. He tackles the studies more like he has to. He'd rather go out and play and enjoy himself, and then he'd take on the studies. He finds more situations with his teachers on a one-to-one basis is a little bit more difficult for him, even though he gets along with them. It's more like he doesn't want to apply himself as much to his classes. He enjoys life totally, and it's almost like it's a chore for him to do this kind of stuff. What I'm seeing in the vision is that he does have a high IQ,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't feel as comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to play it down a lot. He has, what I'm seeing also, he's very creative. He has a special gift or talent that he sometimes uses, but sometimes another one he plays down and doesn't use as much. Keeps it kind of to himself because he's not sure how people are going to react to it.
Yeah, he does. Very talented. Both of the children are. Have you seen anything from my dad lately?
Basically, we had talked previously. Your father had passed on.
Yep.
And when I had talked to Mike, I had explained to him in the last session that I was told to bring up the word legacy to you.
To me?
Yes.
Okay.
And we had, this is when our last meeting, when we were discussing doing this program, and you went on to, you became very tearful.
Oh, yeah,
time,
yeah, yeah.
And you went on to explain that your father also had wanted to leave a legacy behind.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, I was supposed to let you know that he's very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that the word legacy was supposed to help you understand that is something that he's always felt, that you were his legacy. A very strong point that he was very proud of leaving, knowing that even though he regretted having a short life, and he regrets that he wasn't able to spend a lot longer time with you and do more things with you,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, he's always with you. And he just wanted me to bring up the word legacy to help bring you that knowledge that he's always with you, and
yep.
that feeling will always be there, and that you are his legacy.
That's
when I said that that I was doing my legacy is trying to touch other people's lives in a positive manner, mm-hmm. to help them understand. And you understood right away when I said that word legacy.
Yep, definitely.
So there was a voice that came to me at that point in time that told me to tell you that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, 53, 54 is pretty young to leave. So
yes, it is. And the thing is that there was so much more that he wanted to do with you.
Yeah.
But he's living through you now.
Yep, that's cool.
And in the things, he's also very interested in you. What I'm picking up right now that's coming through is political, the word political. He really wants you to go political. Everything that was instilled to you,
mm-hmm.
everything that your values, your morals, your ethics, everything would be very good at the role that you want to take on, and that he's telling me to tell you is a go.
Okay.
I'm seeing a green light. He's showing me a green light.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that gives you a sense of how assessment might run. Obviously, this is abbreviated, but it's interesting to hear Roseanne interact with Paulie and talk about their lives and people that have passed on. And we're going to get a chance to talk a lot about this, and you're going to get a chance to participate as well. You can send in your questions via email, primepodcast.network podcast@comcast.net, or you can call and leave a voicemail at 877-216-9253, 877-216-9253. And Roseanne, you had some specific things that you wanted to say about when people send those questions or leave the questions. What do they need to keep in mind?
They need to be specific in the questions that they are asking. Like, for instance, if they want to know where they're going in their career, you don't just say, where am I going in my career? You basically say, I'm working at such and such. I'm happy in this field. Is this going to be a long type of employment for me? And I will be able to determine with the visions that I see, 2 to 6 visions per question, of whether that's going to be a long-lasting job for them or whether it's going to be something that's going to be short-lived and that they need to develop into another area.
I know it's hard, and you've warned me about just taking you by surprise, and hopefully I'm not doing that. In terms of you talk to people individually and you help them, giving them some advice and giving them some information. What about the world as a whole right now? Is there anything that are coming to you very strongly about what's happening in the world? I know it's an open-ended question, and we can always edit this if we have to, but is there anything that you've been thinking about that's really strong in your mind that we as a world community should be thinking about?
Basically, what I'm seeing is that the world is going to be dramatically changing. When President Clinton started the Bridge Across the 21st Century, that was something that I had originally started saying in my conversations, is that we need to move forward into the 21st century. And that bridge is basically it. And when we get to the other side, we're going to see major changes in our world, not only in the economy with people being able to prosper, but also in the fact of the way everyone treats each other. What I'm seeing is that, for instance, when we talk about telepathy, okay, people don't understand telepathy is going to be an actual event that's going to be occurring. Instead, that's why it's very important for people to be aware of what they're thinking, their actions, and things like that, because it'll be picked up. When we talk about in our minds of being very quiet, but we're very angry or sending somebody negative energy, that can be picked up telepathically, so you have to be very careful. So we need to start exercising that. I'm seeing technology advancing tremendously in a new way in the world. The podcast, for instance, I'm feeling is going to be a very strong technology resource.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about Roseanne Schwab, and I'm sure you will, I think you'll find Roseanne extremely interesting, extremely talented, and this will be a good show to tune in on a weekly basis and try to get a sense of what she's capable of and experience some of those things. But if you'd like to find out more about Roseanne, you can do it very easily on the web at www.angelicinspirations.com. That's her website. Gives a lot of information about her and things she's done and predictions and that sort of thing. So check that website. It's www.angelicinspirations.com.
Angelic Inspirations is a production of the Prime Podcast Network, copyright 2005. If you have questions for Roseanne, you can email us at primepodcast@comcast.net or leave a voice message on our toll-free line at 1-877-216-9253.